Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. And via the telephone, we have Barbara Ronigan, who's a demographer with the state of Minnesota and working closely with the U.S. Census Bureau for an upcoming census. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, we're 1 year out. Is that right, Barbara?
That's correct. Census Day is April 1st, 2010.
I guess what we're curious about is, why is the census important for rural Minnesota?
The census is important for all of Minnesota, rural, urban, small towns, large cities, because it gives us three things. One, it gives us political power. The census is used for the reapportioning of the Congress. And after the 2010 census, Minnesota will hope to keep its 8 seats in the Congress, but we're one of those states that's on the cusp, and we could lose one of our seats. That would be especially detrimental to rural Minnesota, because if you look at the map of the congressional districts as they stand now, you know that they're very large and encompass very diverse areas. Congressional District 1, for example, covers all of southern Minnesota. Congressional District 8 runs from Canada to Chisago County, which is on the north side of the metropolitan area. So if we were reduced to 7 districts, those congressional districts would become even more diverse and larger, and it's hard to imagine how that could happen. But more importantly, it reduces our power in the Congress. The second reason the census is important is that $300 billion a year are allocated based on census counts. This is federal funding. There's also a large amount of state funding that's based on census counts. So for all the people we miss, if we miss a person, we will lose approximately $10,000 over the decade, $1,000 a year. If we miss 100 people, we lose $1 million. So it's very important that we count every person so that every part of Minnesota gets its fair share of those federal and state dollars. And finally, the census is what we call a portrait of America. It's a portrait of Minnesota. It's a portrait of all our communities, rural, urban. And it's important to know who lives in small towns and in big towns. It's important to know what the diversity is in those places. It's important to know how old they are. All of this data is used for planning by all sorts of organizations, business, schools, hospitals, government, and so on. So three main reasons: power, money, and data.
Okay. And the Census Bureau is actually hiring, right?
I think for now their hiring is pretty much complete for the current census address canvassing operation. In the summer, they will be hiring again as they open up more offices in Minnesota.
Well, thank you, Barbara. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. Our guest has been Barbara Ronigan, state demographer, who is working on the 2010 census. Along with Marnie Werner, I'm Jim Gullickson. We'll catch you next week.